USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between the White House and House Republicans after yesterday's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy failed to bring about a compromise.
President and Speaker McCarthy had a productive meeting about the need to prevent a default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says all sides agree that default is not an option and a bipartisan compromise is needed. Earlier today, McCarthy said negotiations are not at all close to a deal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow. He'll launch his bid live on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk.
And it will be the first time that something like this is happening on social media and with real-time questions and answers. Not scripted.
Musk has already stated he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial in March. It will begin less than 3 weeks after the first presidential primaries. Trump appealed virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking about evidence publicly. It was Trump's first court appearance since he pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts last month. If you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend, you better pack your patience. You're not going to be alone, especially if you're traveling by air.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions as numbers are expected to be at pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April, but the new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. Sales in the Northeast and the West both fell. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A second whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post is reporting the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban colleges and universities in that state from having offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supporters of the bill, like State Senator Brandon Creighton, say the offices don't work.
In 2018 to 2020, having a DEI office was ineffective in increasing the number of minority hires.
But not everyone supports the legislation. State Senator Royce West believes the bill is on the wrong side of history.
All of your colleagues that are in this chamber, I'm saying the same thing to you. It's wrong.
The bill is headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and he has signaled he will sign it. There are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reporting today that the U.S. saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. That's a 12% drop from 2017. The CDC says part of the reason for the decline is that younger people take more precautions. And a new report from the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit group that's investigated sunscreens for nearly two decades, is saying only a quarter of sunscreens don't have troublesome chemicals in them. The rest contain at least one of a dozen chemicals the FDA doesn't recommend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.